AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Former Red Sox slugger David Ortiz has left the Dominican Republic aboard an air ambulance. His former team is having Big Poppy airlifted to Boston for medical care after Ortiz was shot by an attacker at a bar in the Caribbean.
It's hard to express what David Ortiz means to the Boston Red Sox. When you love someone and they come in harm's way, it's jarring.
The 43-year-old Ortiz is reported in stable condition after surgery to remove his injured gallbladder and part of his intestine. An alleged gunman firing at cars on I-35 in Oklahoma City has been killed in a shootout with police. At least four vehicles were struck this morning before authorities found the shooter. This just in from St. Louis, a judge has issued another order that allows Missouri's only abortion clinic to remain open. The judge granted Planned Parenthood's request for a preliminary injunction, which extends his temporary restraining order against a new law banning abortion. In Washington, news of a deal struck between the Justice Department and the House Judiciary Committee to hand over evidence that Robert Mueller used to prepare the Russia report. John Dean, a star witness during Watergate who helped bring down the Nixon presidency, testified today before the House Judiciary Committee.
Special Counsel Mueller.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.